The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Near Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment to the coast with their girlfriends.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I need to be on assignment at a bar. No, I'm okay.
No, once a year they all get together and they head to the coast, or they'll head up to like Medford or something, or up to the lodge or someplace.
Oh, how neat.
I know, they get together, and then if it's on the coast, they all get together with all their high school classmates.
So, oh, that's wonderful.
It is cool.
I love that.
Anyway, today is the 13th, Friday the 13th.
Ooh. Dun, 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 dun. I need some eerie music now.
And some 7:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Sue, as you can tell, is at the helm.
Hello.
She just lives here now. And no, she's not homeless. You won't let her go home. Oh, why don't you do this too, Sue? Oh, hey, Sue, you want to do this? Oh, okay.
But here I am.
You do have the weather, though.
I do. Today, increasing clouds and a high of 72 with a low of 54. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy, and still the weather's going to be mild, a high of 70. Also, tomorrow night, lows dropping down to 56 with mostly cloudy skies. Sunny for Sunday with a high of 81, lows dropping down to 57 with increasing clouds. And for Monday, good news, there's a chance of showers and a high of 75. Then clear and beautiful for Tuesday with a high of 80. It's currently clear in downtown Reading and 48 degrees. Now, Carl, back to you.
Well, thank you. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, family-owned business, locally owned, locally run. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane really does treat their customers as friends. And now I'm here with Katrina.
Good morning.
Good morning. And you brought...
I brought Winnie.
I tell you what.
Who is a winner, for sure.
You know, she should be... I'm just going to have to sound like this for the next hour or two. I don't know why, but okay. What a great little dog. You know, last week we really loved that dog, and he got adopted.
Yes, he did.
He did. And, I mean, he was the little labby guy, right?
Yes.
Okay, now this one looks like it could go out there and herd sheep right now. Now, Katrina disagrees with me about that. Or do you?
Not particularly. I mean, she definitely seems like a working breed.
She looks like a working breed. She has the kind of that face of that the shepherds, not German shepherds, but like the border collies and.
We have her as a Kelpie mix.
Could be Kelpie.
But yeah, she's like mostly brindle and then has some white on her. She's super cute and very medium sized too. She's not a very big dog.
She's probably like, 30 pounds.
35. Yeah, she's about between 30 and 40.
Yeah, and a sweetheart. Oh, come up to her, and she just wants to be your friend.
Yes, she does.
Okay, so tell us about her.
Yeah, we think she's about 2 years old. She came in as a stray, so of course we don't know anything about her background. But we do know that she is super excitable. She's definitely a dog that wants something to do. So I would definitely recommend a home that has time to spend with her, or at least, you know, a big area for her to run around and play in. She's 2 years old, but she kind of acts more like a puppy sometimes, and just that she does have a lot of energy and a lot of get up and go. But she's been super friendly with every person she's met. And she also really likes playing with other dogs as well.
She's a baby.
She is, and she's just very social and very, very happy.
She is happy, and she comes over to you, and she's got a pink spot on her black nose, so which is kind of distinctive. Well, it's not that big, but it's still when you get up close. And she
very
is friendly
cute.
And comes over and just loves being petted. And unlike the one last week who would fall over, roll on his back, and go, now. Yeah. And he went home with somebody.
He did.
Well, so will Winnie, and you can change your name to something like Sunshine or Princess or something like that.
Yeah, whatever you want. No, she's very, very sweet. You love her.
I do. You know what? I swear, 4 of the 5 dogs you bring in, I could take home. And this one, and Linda's not at home right now.
See, that's my goal, is to leave them here with you.
Yeah, well, I tell you, you almost lost one once to one of our producers, and he couldn't pull the trigger on it. Too bad.
Aww.
Now, how much does Winnie fall under any special program?
So we are still doing the Bissell Empty the Shelter promotion right now. That's going on until Sunday. So with that, all dog and cat adoption fees are completely waived. So no adoption fee. The only thing you would be paying is a license fee. Just to go give you love.
I jumped right then because last time I saw her, she was over there by the window. Next thing I know, somebody has sniffing my foot.
She's fast. We're doing the Bissell. I know right now we are very booked up on adoption appointments, but definitely still come down.
So you could get Winnie for free.
Yes.
Essentially.
Essentially, yeah.
And right now Winnie is licking my ankle and saying, I like you. And I'm telling Winnie I like her too.
There's a lot to like about her.
Oh yeah. She looks like a working dog. Now, she's got that brindle on her, but she's got white around her neck. Yeah. She looks border collie. I guess Kelpie, but Kelpie seems to me have little blunter noses.
Yeah. No, she could definitely have border collie. I could see that. But, yeah, definitely come down to the shelter. Like I said, we are kind of booked up on appointments, but if you come down, we will definitely try our best to accommodate you, especially if you're wanting to see Winnie, because she is very special, and she's ready to go home today.
She is. She's been fixed, chipped, everything. And she's socialized. She really is socialized. She came over. Okay, so good luck, Winnie. Good luck. You know, I always like it when you call back and tell me that somebody's gotten adopted.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Good.
That's
makes
cool.
Your day.
Yep.
Good.
Oh, our producer just came in. Another producer just came in. I've got two producers now.
Yeah. Wow. You're spoiled this morning.
I may have a third one before the hour's over. Okay. Well, good luck. When anything else going on out there?
Just that we're finishing up Bissell right now, so definitely give us a call, 530-241-1653, if you're interested in adopting.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah,
all right.
Thank you.
Let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 hospitals, cardiac care hospitals in the United States, as noted by the Watson Health Institute. One of the best hospitals in the United States, according to Medicare and Medi-Cal, for taking care of heart problems, stroke problems, lack of emergency procedures, or not that, I mean lack of complications in the emergency room. This and very much more, including, of course, becoming a teaching hospital there with 13 new residents working there, and which you're going to see 10 or 12 more every year. So Shasta Regional Medical Center, when they say healing starts here, they mean it. We'll be right back.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County Auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign?
CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
John Michael Hinton, renowned illusionist, will be at Simpson University for Homecoming Weekend. He's coming to Reading for one night only. A magic show you don't want to miss. A Simpson University alumni, John Michael Hinton's captivating illusions make people doubt their reality. Buy your tickets now for John Michael Hinton, Saturday, October 21st, and bring the family. Visit simpsonu.edu/Hinton to get your tickets today. That's simpsonu.edu/Hinton.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the Cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen everyday buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl in the pod. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. She's been helping. When Judy established her business, it was in 1993, and she's been helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners ever since. In this unsettled times when it comes to homeowners insurance and the economy, maybe it's time for a second look at what you have going for you. Well, if you give Judy a call at 530-221-0441, she'll set up an appointment and you can get a free review on your insurance and financial plans that you're at. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading, and we have insurance with Judy Maxwell. She treats her customers fair and as friends. Okay, Sue. Looks like it's you and me.
It is.
Got
good Friday.
Streaming you out of here somehow, off and on. And Deja Vu is moving. It was not it was supposed to be a secret, but it was a very not well kept secret. Mm-hmm. They're moving to the where Charlotte's was on, which I'm trying to locate. It's on Tehama. Where was it? It was Tehama and.
Well, as you come in town on 44,
it's right there.
It's on the left. So, and it's right next to, you know, Shasta Regional. There's like across the street. There's and so that's where they're going to be located. And it's really a great location. They've got plenty of parking and Deja Vu downtown, because throughout the
They've been having problems.
They have.
With the air conditioning. And not with the food, of course. But
the
air conditioning,
awesome.
Maintenance on the place they were renting over there. So this is going to really work out, I think, great for them.
It is. The address is 1177 Shasta Street.
Shasta. That's what it is. It's Shasta Street.
So deja vu moving. Very exciting. My favorite, pumpkin pancakes. Pumpkin pancakes are the best. And the coffee.
You don't need to have pumpkin spice and everything.
You're right. But, you know, it is that time of year. It's fall. The weather is just gorgeous. I mean, it's really working with us.
Well, for Halloween this year, since everybody's so stuck on pumpkins, I'm cutting pumpkins up into small chunks. And as kids come up, I throw them at them. You know, I dress up as Jason. And as they come up and ring the bell, I throw open the door and I throw pumpkins at them.
Gosh. You're that guy.
Pieces of pumpkin. And then as they run screaming down the street and their parents are yelling, I throw pumpkin at the parents too. And I say, come back.
Oh, that's awesome. I remember when I was a kid, my dad would put on this really loud music, the Haunted House album. And decorate, and then we go to the neighbors, and he would always sit on the there's like an outside couch, you know, on the his porch, and you know, be dressed up as like a scarecrow or whatever. And so you're wondering, is it real? Because sometimes he'd switch out and really put the scarecrow there, and then scare you from the other, you know, and jump out from the bushes. And there's always one of those in our neighborhood. I mean, I think I'm traumatized by.
It must be you're still talking about it, and you were five. So, okay, Hamas has called on an international day of support and jihadi stuff. So they've got a lot of protests going on in the Middle East. And, of course, U.S. cities, who the people who are protesting have no concept.
No.
Have no concept of either war, terrorism, or anything. They found out at Harvard, the leader of the pro-Palestinian, you know, blaming everything on the Israelis, and it's not believing what they were saying, you know, what the news was saying, is the son of a billionaire. So it's, you know. But nothing's touched this guy.
A stir stick.
Yeah, you know what they need to do is say, hey, I tell you what, take your private jet and why don't you fly over there and pick up a AK-47. Or better yet, how about if Hamas comes into your house? Because the guy's last name, it appeared to be Jewish. You know, some names appear to be Jewish, even if they're not. I'm sorry, is that... There's probably a word, but I just did. But his name sounded like he could be Jewish. How would you like Hamas to come to your house and slaughter your parents?
Oh, your family. That's what they did. They went door to door.
His mom absolutely condemned the attacks in Israel. But she didn't mention what her son was doing.
You know,
she doesn't know.
A lot of people don't know what happened, like how this all started. And it just seems like out of, you know, years that have gone by, now this happens. The timing couldn't be worse.
I've been reading on it and everything. They've been planning this for a couple of years.
Oh, easy.
Since we left Afghanistan, like that.
They raided homes, they killed families, and they beheaded children. And that to me is...
They have photos of a nursery where babies were at. You don't even want to go into that.
No. Evil. That's just evil.
It is. And the worst part is this. Israelis are telling the inhabitants of the Gaza Strip, get out. We're going to clear this place house by house. And that is a very, very, that is hard combat street fighting and going house to house. Very, very difficult. And they're telling the people, the civilians, get out. Well, Hamas is not letting civilians out of the area. So that's going to be interesting too. The other thing, and I found really interesting because I had no idea, but it is very difficult in Israel to own a firearm. They make it very difficult, and if you're in some areas, you're not going to be able to own you won't have a privately owned firearm in your house. And in some areas, you know, they will let more people have it, Well, now the Interior Minister is relaxing or removing most of the restrictions from having a gun in your house to protect yourself. And they are taking all these permits that they've been kind of walking them slowly through, and they've approved all of them. People are flocking to gun stores to be able to buy a gun to protect their families in their homes, especially after what happened when they just, you know, Hamas just walked in. And all these people were unarmed, and they started killing people. I found that. I just had no idea it was that hard. I would think that in Israel, because of the conditions, is that they would allow people to have firearms in their houses. Now, a lot of them are part of the Israeli Defense Force, but I don't know if you can keep a firearm in your house if you're a member of the Israeli Defense Force. I know in, what is it, Norway or one of these places, Sweden, that everybody's part of the militia and you keep a automatic weapon in your house, and it doesn't seem to be any problems because I don't know if it means they're saner or what, but we don't have, they don't have problems that we have. But I'm just surprised that they did not have a more lenient gun owner policy. Well, they've changed that, completely. And perhaps that's the way it'll be in the future, say, you know, when this happens again. And it will happen again. It's not if, it's just when. Yeah. Here's my favorite quote of the day. You know this guy Fetterman from Pennsylvania? The one that they changed the the dress code in the Senate because he didn't want to come in and shoot. So they said, okay, anything goes. John Fetterman said that America's best and brightest isn't getting to D.C. He claimed Wednesday America is failing to send its best and brightest to serve in Congress. We all need to know, you all need to know America is not sending their best and brightest to Washington, he said in a late night interview, sparking laughter from the audience. Sometimes you literally just can't believe these people are making decisions that are determining the government here. It's actually scary. Okay, I'm sorry. John Fetterman saying that. Well, you can imagine what it looked like online right after that. One of them was pot meat kettle. He was roundly mocked by social media. Fetterman speaks truth. He's unaware of it, but he embodies the very truth he speaks. Former GOP Governor Michael Huckabee wrote, yes, Fetterman, the guy who lived off his parents into his 40s and has never held a job in the real world in his life actually said that. And then the, does he own a mirror? I find this so amusing. How, you know, if it had been somebody like, well, I mean, who can say that anyway? We're not sending our best and brightest. All right. I can live with that. Of course, he's on the show being interviewed in his trademark shorts and hoodie shirt, which is something that we should all be proud of, that he can't go to the Senate. The $6 billion, it's unclear right now what's happening to that. Is it being held? Has there been backroom deals saying, okay, we're not going to release that money to Iran? Iran obviously has had a part in the planning of the attack on Israel. The Hamas has announced that they've got, you know, they have proof that Hamas met with Iranian generals. And Iran has said the money is ours. We'll use it any way we want it, even though it's supposed to be for humanitarian aid. And I think I pointed out yesterday, even if it goes into humanitarian aid, that means the money that they had set aside to help their people can now be shifted over to for terrorist organizations, because Iran is a state-sponsored terrorist and provides money to terrorist organizations. Another another great positive step forward by the Biden administration. I need to take a break because I'm reading about this and reading about the things that you've seen out there. But here's one thing you can't forget, my friends. When it comes to this, Israel disarmed its citizens, and they were slaughtered in their houses. Now, we're not sitting with Hamas and Hezbollah on our borders. However, when Japan talked about, during World War II, and talked about, you know, invasion of America, one of their generals says, Americans have guns behind every blade of grass and will fight. Yeah, that's true. And Joe Biden's statement that, oh, what are you going to do with that? Oh, what are you going to get an F-15 or, you know, you're going to have artillery? You know, what can you do against the might of the government's weapons? Well, you might ask Vietnam veterans what the Vietnamese did. You might ask the Russians and the Brits and everybody that was in Afghanistan what can they do with just donkeys and rifles and, you know, these kind of things, and mortars. You don't need planes. You need the will to fight. And they obviously had it. So when I hear something like that from our commander in chief, I wonder, you know, has anybody ever, you know, had him read any type of history book? How about for our revolution? We didn't have all the cannons and everything that the Brits had, or the training or anything. What we had was a will to fight and fight for freedom. And that's what they wanted. And you can overcome material advantages if you have that will to fight. We'll be right back.
My sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Imagine 36 hours of football, fireworks, soccer, volleyball, baseball, basketball, barbecue, bounce houses, a charity 5K, and a world-renowned illusionist. It's not a trick. It's Simpson University's homecoming weekend. But the real key to making this weekend great, that's you. Join us and all your closest friends October 20th through the 22nd for Simpson University's homecoming weekend. Check it out at simpsonu.edu/homecoming. That's simpsonu.edu/homecoming.
Come explore new cultures with Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 21st. This free event is open to the public and will feature international food, multicultural music and dancers, martial arts, and learn about Native American practices with Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders. They will also offer on-site health screenings, vendor booths, and activities for the kids. Brought to you by the Sikh Center, Shasta Interfaith, Reciproca, United Way, North State Equity Fund, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Shasta Equal Justice Coalition, Shasta Beloved Community, Shasta Community Health Center, the Center at Sierra Health Foundation, the Public Health Institute, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Expand your horizons with Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 21st at the Sikh Center in Anderson.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be. And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down my country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me.
Okay, welcome back. Merle. Is that Merle?
Yeah, Merle Haggard.
Okay, just making sure. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 7:37 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman. They do it all there, plus has an outstanding selection of jewelry at very fair prices. It's locally owned, locally operated. Really good people down there that buy jewelry there for Linda. Never been disappointed. Even better, neither has she. Four Winds Jewelry.
That's where I got my wedding ring fixed.
Well, that's where she got, you know, that they made our wedding rings. And
aww.
It has not been off my finger. I've got the groove. Yeah.
I love
you know,
it.
People, they say, oh, yeah, just take, you know, take off the wedding ring, right? Well, I could take off a wedding ring and it's, there's a white wine and well,
it glows.
I can't take it off because somehow she managed to have Leonard, he spot welded it to the bone of my hand. Hey, I'm finding this really interesting, my friends, about perspectives of people, how at all these universities are, you know, are standing in solidarity with not the universities, but university groups. And like 57 organizations signed this thing from Harvard, or Columbia, supporting Hamas. Well, what they did was they started doxing the people and they drove a truck around with photos of people that, you know, they had signed it. And CEOs of several companies have come out officially and said, we want to know who these people are because we are not going to hire people that support terrorism. And so now a lot of these organizations are pulling their names back. They're removing their organizations from these lists who have signed this thing supporting Hamas. I've spent a lot of time in the Middle East. I mean, like, compared to, like, say Asia or the Far East. I've spent years there, but I've spent much more time in the Middle East. And it's hard to describe how you can go from a place that, like, that has skyscrapers and just remarkable architecture and drive 100 miles away and be in a tent with Bedouins. And it's hard to describe the way they do things. I mean, it's their country. And that's fine. But when you're from the United States, when you see things like women are second-class citizens, if you're a homosexual, you get thrown off the top of a building. Oh. If you're – I mean, it's just – I mean, the lack of rights, especially for females. And then the ability to go to become – to have no governor – because of a hatred and fueled by a religion that are the religious leaders. And I'm not saying all Muslims are like this. Of course not. But that brings them to a level where they massacre people. And it's hard for you to kind of – you got to get your arms around this. How could we stop what's happening with ISIS or Al-Qaeda? The only way you're going to do that is, and I don't know how you would do it, is you have to remove two generations of men.
You'd have to the fighter because, the leaders.
Whoever is raising their children. So then, what do you do? Okay, you take these children and have them be raised by their moms. Well, it is something that is taught to their children when they're coming up, when they're being brought up.
Hate is taught.
And it is. We had a relationship with this guy when I was working in Baghdad. We had a relationship with this guy that lived across the, the road there. The road's like a single lane. He was always friendly. He was educated in this, and they all were happy we were there because we controlled that whole block and around us. We had to, and it was safe there. This was in 2003. It was safe there. And then one day he came out, and he's talking to his wife, and he just starts beating her. And we're watching this. Oh, this isn't good. So we stopped it. And we were pretty emphatic about it. And so 5 minutes later, he comes out with coffee and, little coffee cups for us to drink out of and all this. Another lady there who was a school teacher passed a note to one of our guys who said, "You have no idea how bad it is for us." I mean, you start seeing things, and those guys were not walking around with guns and shooting people at all. This is just the culture that was there. Now, maybe they've advanced in the last 20 years. Who knows? I doubt it. So when you see something like this, what is the hatred that allows people to slaughter babies? I mean, I'm not, it's bad that children, innocents are killed in bombings and collateral damage, and I hate that term. Just hate that term. But there's one thing dropping a bomb on somebody in an area because they're that's where they're at. And sometimes they're in schools, sometimes they're in mosques, they get in a hospital. So, you can't bomb a hospital. So then it takes floor to floor fighting, literally. But to go into a place that's got babies in it and just slaughter them, it takes a certain type of mindset to do that.
Monster.
Monster is a word that's used too loosely, frankly. It's beyond that. When somebody has reached that point, when they will take a child in front of their parents and kill them, because in the reasoning, you try to figure out, kill the kids, kill the father, leave the mother alive after you rape her. And you leave her alive, but they slaughtered everybody in front of them. Yeah, it's hard to imagine. And that, I wish everybody could see the video of the German girl who was laying in the floor of the truck. She was either totally unconscious or dead. And they were in the bed of a pickup truck, and they had they were sitting on the sides of the pickup truck with their feet on her, and they're all cheering and people running up and oh yeah, this is the greatest thing, and spitting on her and all this. You have to go see that video. That's who you're fighting. That's who you're fighting over there. And so now the Israelis have told the Palestinians, we're moving 1 million. They are evacuating 1 million people. Think about this. Out of the Gaza Strip.
Immediately.
Yeah. And the other thing is, they turned off all the power and electricity and food and water. Yeah. And what for? Give us back our hostages.
There you go.
Hostages are in there someplace. Give us back our hostages. We'll turn it back on. 22 Americans killed, others missing, probably hostages. One American mother said, I hope they killed my son because I don't want him to be a prisoner. I don't want to see him beheaded on international video TV.
Oh.
Okay, enough of that. Let's have a break, and we'll clean ourselves up and come up with something else for the next 15 minutes.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
John Michael Hinton, renowned illusionist, will be at Simpson University for homecoming weekend. He's coming to Reading for one night only, a magic show you don't want to miss. A Simpson University alumni, John Michael Hinton's captivating illusions make people doubt their reality. Buy your tickets now for John Michael Hinton, Saturday, October 21st, and bring the family. Visit simpsonu.edu/Hinton to get your tickets today. That's simpsonu.edu/Hinton.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Come explore new cultures with inviting cultures beyond borders at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 21st. This free event is open to the public and will feature international food, multicultural music and dancers, martial arts, and learn about Native American practices with inviting cultures beyond borders. They will also offer on-site health screenings, vendor booths, and activities for the kids. Brought to you by the Sikh Center, Shasta Interfaith, Reciprocca, United Way, North State Equity Fund, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Shasta Equal Justice Coalition, Shasta Beloved Community, Shasta Community Health Center, the Center at Sierra Health Foundation, the Public Health Institute, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Expand your horizons with inviting cultures beyond borders at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 21st at the Sikh Center in Anderson.
Wow! I feel good.
Welcome back to Pre-Fire Radio. Here in the studio. I don't hear me very well.
You don't hear you? Well, let me turn it up.
No, let me turn
how's that? Better?
La, 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 la. Yep.
Okay. Okay. Sorry.
Hey, welcome
may
back.
Have turned you down.
You don't know how many people would love to be able to do that. You know, my Linda would love to have a volume button with me. All right? I understand that. What I want is I want what we have you're sitting right next to in the studio, the delete button.
Oh.
So when I say something, I've got 7 seconds to push this button, and it just disappears. You can't hear what I said.
It's called the delay. It's a dump button.
Yeah, well, that's what it is, a delay, a delete, a dump button. But, guys, have you ever said anything, and that microsecond it comes out your mouth, you realize, whoa, shouldn't have said that. Then you push the button, and you go, and he gets, you know.
Well,
and it just goes away. And so you give yourself a second chance.
Don't you wish? I mean, I wish that often, I admit. But, you know, that's the reason why I always make sure I buy a really comfortable couch in case of those situations
where
my husband.
Where he has to sleep someplace.
It's very comfortable.
Yeah. Well, I've never had that problem with where I had to leave the room.
For me, it's snoring.
There have been times. Oh.
His snoring.
One of the questions when Linda and I wrote to each other, as a lot of people know, for 6-7 months while I was in Iraq. And we would ask each other questions. And one of my questions was, do you snore? I'm sorry. And people go, you mean that would be a deal killer? Well, it'd be in the top 5. Okay, I know I'm shallow. But.
It's true. My husband snores like a grizzly bear.
Well, I can tell you where to buy bear spray. When he starts snoring, just give him a little shot of that, and that wakes him up, and he'll try to figure that one out for a day or two. Hey, by the way, I'm going to address this thing, what I was just talking about in the Middle East. I have had the opportunity, not the pleasure, the opportunity to serve in combat areas throughout the world. And I can just tell you, you know, when we're talking about what's going on with Hamas and this, they, you know, it is just not the jihadists that have cornered the market on terror and all this. Being in Bosnia and seeing what was going on there with Serbs doing to the Bosnians and back and forth. Or being in Somalia and seeing what people were doing to their own people just because they were in different clans. I mean, this is bad, but I been in places where I was in a place that, in fact, we were trying to find out what had happened, that 8,000 or, I don't know, 6,000 to 8,000 men and boys just disappeared out of a little town called Srebrenica. Look it up, Srebrenica. And, they just disappeared. They moved, took all the women and young children and old men and put them in buses and trucks and emptied the village. But none of the males ever showed up again.
Oh.
They eventually started finding the mass graves. Some of them had been put in caves, former mines, and they dynamited them shut. So see, it's not just one group. Evil is evil out there, my friends. Okay. Hey, you're getting ready. Have you bought candy and stuff yet for the
you know, we buy candy ahead of time, and a week later it's gone, and we bought another one. I think we've got four pieces of candy left, so I need to go buy more.
Okay, I'm going to tell you ones not to buy.
Oh, not to buy.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Candy corn. Ha, ha, ha. The only time that I've never known anybody to buy candy corn just to buy it, unless it's for Halloween. It's artificial because of artificial coloring, flavoring, and sugar. Now, the next one is juice-filled gummies. They are truly icky candies. And the juice inside does not mean it's healthy. Taffy. That's strange.
Taffy is on the list?
Yeah. It's, you know, taffy's really hard. And then the more you chew it, you know, the softer it gets there. Once you start chewing, though, the babies stick really nicely to your teeth, making them a haven for bacteria and cavities. Malted milk bars. The first ingredient in this classic American candy is sugar. And then fat.
Isn't that what candy's made of?
I think so.
It's
candy-filled lollipops. It's a sugar-filled candy, a two-in-one candy. Sounds good. Sour candies. Now, wait a minute. The high acid content of these super sour candies leads to a quicker breakdown of tooth enamel. I could see that maybe if you were eating it every day. But for Halloween, nah, because I like sour candies. Sugar-filled sticks. Oh, have you seen those? You just open them up and...
Pixie sticks. Those are the bomb. Those are so good.
You know those little honey sticks?
Oh, those are good.
That seems to me that would be okay. I mean, it gives them, you know, it's honey, and it's better than just pure sugar.
Right. We had a dentist live on the block who gave us a toothbrush and a little mini toothpaste.
It didn't say anything in here about, like, Snickers, and that's, you know, Linda goes out and buys those 2-pound packages of those little mini bars, those individual bars for Halloween. I sit there and I watch, and I little kids come in and put their grubby little hands in there and grab 3 or 4 of them, and I'm like, don't take them all. And when my daughter would come back from Halloween, okay, I'll admit it, sour tarts or sweet tarts, I would empty her bag of that, saying they were bad for her, so I could eat them. Yeah,
Reese's number one selling candy.
Reese's.
Oh, love those.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Maybe I'll take the neighbor's kid trick-or-treating.
In our neighborhood, we just go door-to-door with a martini glass.
There
and,
you go.
Yeah, we make like six houses. We have to come home.
Oh. And the grandkids this year, it's first year having the grandkids here, so hopefully we're going to be able to take them trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
So, should be fun.
Okay, on Sunday, the first Hispanic Culture and Heritage Festival is going to be held right here in Reading down by the International Order of the Odd Fellows at 1504 Market Street. They're going to have horses there, dancing horses. Real horses that are trained to, this is, you know, part of the pageantry that they're going to have dancing horses, they're going to have bands, they're going to have a parade. It goes from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's free. They have vendors and all this, and first time they tried it. So I'm going to have to go on down there since I can just walk from my house. Oktoberfest tomorrow at Turtle Bay, and it's family fun, adult and family fun, live music, outdoor games, craft beer, food, and costumes are encouraged. And if you are a member of Turtle Bay, you get a break on your on the entry fee. And then the NorCal Golden Palooza is happening tomorrow also at the Civic. So you could go over there with your dog at the Golden Palooza. It goes from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Have plenty of time then to get over to the Hispanic Heritage Celebration and finish off with Oktoberfest. You party animals. Anyway, the Palooza is hosted by the NorCal Golden Lovers, a golden retriever meetup group that celebrates all things golden. I can't imagine. And they get hundreds.
Oh.
Hundreds of golden retrievers.
So many. Such a fun event.
I've never seen a golden retriever be. Even in, you know, you see his reels and all that. I've never seen a golden retriever be nasty.
I was going to say, they're really not vicious. They're like a family pet.
They,
but you also have ones that star in movies. You know, they have the dogs.
I can't remember the name.
We had friends that had golden retrievers, had a golden retriever in an apartment.
Air Bud.
In Washington, D.C. And when she would walk in, she'd have to hand the dog her purse. And then because he would just be nutso until she handed him a purse, or they had to have something she could hand him. And he would run into the bedroom and put it on the bed and then come back.
I need a dog like that. That's a great idea.
Okay. Now, tomorrow at Wind River also is they have a Redding Holistic Healing Psychic and Arts Fair featuring 41 vendors offering healing services, readings, and spiritual items at the Wind River Casino Event Center. We've gone there before, and I just know if Linda was here in town, we'd be there again. She likes to listen to these people and do those kind of things. Okay, hey, we got to run for the news. See, we finished off in a much more positive manner, and we come back from the news. I got Patrick and Jill Gorman who are going to join us, and I just love talking to them. Okay, we're going to break for the news, and we'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Hamas urging Palestinian civilians in Gaza to ignore Israeli warnings to evacuate ahead of the expected ground assault by hundreds of thousands of Israeli troops. Israel has provided advance warning to civilians to clear out within 24 hours. French anti-terror investigators in charge of the investigation of a deadly knife attack at a school in northern France.
The attack took place at around 11 o'clock this morning in a lycée in the center of Arras. A young man with a knife killed one teacher and seriously injured another teacher and a security guard. The attacker was then apprehended and is in police custody. Police say he's of Chechen origin and was known to the security services for his involvement with radical Islam.
The BBC's Hugh Schofield in Paris. A powerful Democrat senator from New Jersey is now accused of working as a foreign agent.
Federal prosecutors in New York City have rewritten their indictment against Senator Bob Menendez and his wife to charge them with conspiring to have him act as an agent of Egypt and Egyptian officials. The superseding indictment, which was filed in Manhattan federal court, says the conspiracy occurred from January 2018 to June of 2022. The new charge comes just weeks after the New Jersey Democrat and his wife were accused of accepting bribes from three New Jersey businessmen who wanted the senator's help and influence over foreign affairs. The couple has pleaded not guilty. I'm Shelley Adler.
Unions representing 75,000 healthcare workers recently staged a strike against industry giant Kaiser Permanente over wages and staffing shortages, have reached a tentative agreement with the company. A three-day strike last week involved workers in multiple states. It officially ended last Saturday. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 52 points and NASDAQ down 95. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Something for Social Security recipients to look forward to next year.
Millions on Social Security will get 3.2% more in 2024. That's over $50 more every month for the average recipient, says the Social Security Administration. That's a lot less than this year's 8.7% increase, but that was brought on by record 40-year high inflation. The 3.2% increase for 2024 reflects moderating consumer prices. About 71 million people are on Social Security, including retirees, disabled people, and children. I'm Rita Foley.
China's economy remains in the doldrums, with prices falling due to slack demand from consumers and businesses.
Data released today shows consumer prices remained flat in September compared with a year earlier, while wholesale prices fell 2.5%. Exports and imports also fell last month as demand in overseas markets declined. News and analysis, townhall.com. Mourning the passing of a member of the Cowboys' first Super Bowl winning team.
The Dallas Cowboys say former running back Walt Garrison has died at the age of 79. He played 9 seasons for Dallas in the NFL and was a member of the 1970 Cowboys team that lost the Super Bowl and the 1971 squad that won it all the following year. But it was his career as a steer wrestler in rodeos that made him the ultimate cowboy. Garrison said in an article posted on the NFL's team website that he played football for the paycheck, but rodeo was his first love. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
A man charged with stealing the ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz from a Minnesota museum is expected to change his plea to guilty at a court hearing. 76-year-old Terry John Martin was indicted in May, one count of theft of a major artwork, scheduled to appear in court today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on an assignment with her girlfriends someplace on the coast. So you have me and Sue and Patrick and Jill. Today, the 13th of October, 8:05 in the morning, and news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Sue's got the weather.
Yes, today in the North Valley, increasing clouds and a high of 72. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 54. And for tomorrow and the rest of your weekend, mostly cloudy tomorrow, mild temperatures with a high of 70. Overnight lows dipping down to around 56, and then sunny for Sunday with just a few high clouds and 81. Sunday night, mostly cloudy and a low of 57, and we could see rain by Monday. It is currently clear in downtown Reading and 48 degrees. Now, Carl, back to
you. Whoa. Excuse me?
It's 48 degrees. You know what? Let me double check. I'm going to check a different site.
Because I have 44. So 44.
51. 40. 51.
Is that all?
It is 51 degrees. Whoa. Sometimes the weather, this is the National Weather Service, it goes from Reading to Sacramento back to us, and
we don't know.
Okay. This one's right, 51.
Weather reports are always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson that treats their customers as warm friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And speaking of a local one, we have Susan Eastman on the line with the market update.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are mixed this morning as investors digest economic data and the kickoff of earnings season. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 10 points at 33,642. The S&P 500 is down 15 points at 4,334. The NASDAQ Composite is losing 78 points at 13,494. The three most actively traded stocks this morning, Tesla down $4.79 at $254.10. Frontier Technologies off 44 cents, trading at $17.51. Bank of America positive 31 cents at 27.20. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 4.629%. And over to commodities, gold is up $48 an ounce at $1,923. Silver positive 76 cents, trading at $22.71 per ounce. And crude oil is up $2.88, trading at $85 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Susan, I have to ask this. Impact on from what's happening over in Israel. You think oil prices are going to go sky high?
Well, they're starting out of the gate high this morning because of that. Uh-huh. I think they will go higher. We were up to about $90 a barrel before, so we hadn't reached 100 yet. It could go there.
It could go there.
And it's going to put a lot of pressure on consumers.
Yeah, straight to Hormuz. Yeah. Okay. So, well, look, anyway, you have a great weekend. There's a thousand things happening. Okay.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Susan Eastman is the first vice president of investments over at Stifel Incorporated. She's located at 2701 Park Marina Drive. You can give her a call at 530-244-7199. And I'm here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, and Jill Gorman, the one who runs everything. So, I mean, it's always nice. That's why I...
Yeah, good morning. Yeah,
Linda and I have a radio station, and she just runs it. So, the girls run it. So, anyway, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. Whenever I have clients come in, male clients, and they bring their significant other in, I'm always I'm encouraged because there's, you know, a lot of times the injured workers that are guys are just along for the ride, you know, and their significant others think of the questions that matter. So it's always helpful when people come in as a couple and vice versa. If they come in without their significant other, they go home and they get peppered with questions they don't know the answers to. So I just tell them, hey, you know, maybe bring your wife, fiance, whatever in so that you don't get hammered with the questions and I can answer them.
Well, it's like this. I think I saw something that said, hey, I just got texted that Mark Smith was in a car wreck. Down on Main Street. And then the wife starts asking questions.
Yeah.
How bad was he hurt? Mark was in a car wreck on Main Street. And, was his wife with him? Mark was on a car wreck on Main Street. And there's like 15 questions that we should ask. We taught a class the other day with a group of, young men up from San Francisco. And Linda starts asking me things like, well, why did they stay in Lakehead? I don't know. Well, why would they go to Lakehead as opposed to Redding? Now, I don't know. There's 10 of them. Maybe they found a house up there, but I don't know. Well, when's the wedding going to be? And because it was a bachelor's party.
Yeah.
Gee, I don't know. Well, what's his wife do? I don't know. I mean, she's asking, have they known each other a long time? I mean, these 10 guys coming up because you said they were really tight and they, you know, like grew up together. I don't know. I mean, I'd go back to my original one. We taught 10 guys from San Francisco. Guys don't ask these questions.
No.
And it's just easier to bring your wife with you and let her ask all the questions. Just sit back and, you know, and well, you all paint the entire picture. So I can understand if somebody's coming in for, they've had an injury at work, Mama wants to know.
Absolutely.
When is he getting out of the house?
Right.
That kind of thing.
I mean, it's even questions I wouldn't have thought of, but they're not going to know the answers, and I think usually it just results in an argument, you know. So I always encourage people to bring their significant others.
Yeah. Did you ask him this? No.
Well, and on the flip side, if you know, if there's an injured worker, you know, a woman who's injured at work, and she doesn't bring her guy in, he's immediately protective and like, what do you think about this attorney? You know, does he seem honest? You know, and he's worried that, you know, there's going to be somebody taking advantage and lying to somebody. So I always encourage people to bring your partner in.
Why is it that people, when I'm going to a lawyer, the first words out of their mouth, is he honest? Is he or she honest?
I think there's a lot to that, actually. My theory is that there's probably about maybe 10% of the profession that's excellent at their craft. And then the remaining, you know, 85-90%, a big portion of them are burnt out. Right, they're just worn out. It's a stressful job, and then the other big portion of them also got into it for the wrong reasons. They feel like, you know, it's a way to make quick money. You know, they're all about the quick cash and
We ran into that.
Dishonest.
We ran into that, and I've never had a lawsuit before, and over something like that happened with us.
Yeah,
and it was nothing we could do about it. Yeah, I mean, it was the first time in my life that I really felt kind of like helpless.
Yeah,
that, well, what am I going to do if I fight it and I can win it? I've been told by experts in this, but it's going to cost me $20,000 plus. So you settle.
There's a lot of litigation.
In this case, because of you, I was telling you about it. You just told me to check with my business insurance, and they took it.
Yeah.
Because this was just one of many of the same kind of lawsuit. It was and anyway, so when you look at that with people, you know, why do they do it?
I have an idea.
Okay.
So, you know, with any situation, there's a ton of variables that regular people like us, not him, that we don't understand. But there's that for even the lawyer, sometimes there's so many different things that they don't think of everything, even though they're a lawyer. And it's not that they're being dishonest. They're just maybe not thinking of every single angle.
Well, it wasn't the fact that they were being dishonest. They were doing something. They were taking advantage, like you saw when they would come in for the ADAs. And sue small businesses. They didn't ever went after a big business. They would go after small businesses.
Those ones were dishonest.
Well, no, and it's small money. It's small money. It's quick money, right? And they know that they're going to get, $5,000-$10,000 out of every single one of those lawsuits.
That's right.
Nuisance value. It's short-sighted. So when there's people that get into law to, make money, right? I'll put that in air quotes because, nobody has an easy job that makes good money, right? Unless they're dishonest. So yeah, quick money. I feel quick money is usually dishonest money and it's never a sustaining business model. Those firms usually don't last long. But yeah, there is something to that. I mean, there are, there's people out there who got into law for the wrong reasons and they're predatory and parasitic and there's truth to it. So I think that there are, they call them lawyers. If you hire a lawyer that another lawyer would hire to represent them, you're probably hiring somebody who's ethical.
Well, I think there should be a nationwide organization of lawyers called Equalizers that they do pro bono stuff, right? And, thousands of them. And so when these cases come up, I'll fight that for you. And then we're going to countersue them for all lawyers' fees, and that's what I'll take.
The countersuits for lawyer fees, lawyer fees are rarely awarded in the United States. There's all these articles, comparing the U.S. justice system to Europe and Japan and places like that. And, in other countries, if you sue and you lose, you are paying the other side's costs.
Yeah, it's just automatic.
So it really chills the amount of litigation. And there's arguments both ways, right? It's saying, hey, some people may not sue if they aren't certain they're going to win. Right. Yeah. And so because they can't afford to pay the other side's costs. And so they say it keeps people out of the justice system. And, there's a history of people who have low income, means not having access to the justice system, even in America. But paying the other side's costs, I think, would deter. There's certain areas of law like, fair employment and housing, FEHA. If you lose, then you pay. If you're the employer and you lose, you pay the other side's attorney's fees. I don't think that it works contrary to that, vice versa. But I think that awarding the other side's fees would definitely chill a lot of these nuisance value lawsuits potentially. But then, there are companies that lose millions and they just go bankrupt and start operating under another LLC as well. So if this is something that's concerted and something that's done as just a method of business, they're going to have multiple layers of corporations and they'll just fold one and go into another.
Yeah. Okay, we've got to take a break here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Horst. Locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business that this guy can take care of your windshield, my friends. He's taking care of our windshields in, 15 years now. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to and over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix that. And he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. For a free inspection and analysis, bring your car down, car, truck, or RV. I've seen him working on the big RVs with the huge windows because they get a chip in it. Goes in there, you can fix those too. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. That's Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
Imagine 36 hours of football, fireworks, soccer, volleyball, baseball, basketball, barbecue, bounce houses, a charity 5K, and a world-renowned illusionist. It's not a trick. It's Simpson University's homecoming weekend. But the real key to making this weekend great, that's you. Join us and all your closest friends October 20th through the 22nd for Simpson University's homecoming weekend. Check it out at simpsonu.edu/homecoming. That's simpsonu.edu/homecoming.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday November 10th at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting Thursday, October 12th through the 31st, Gold Leaf Nursery's big fall sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24 inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15 gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock, fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down.
Thank you, Sue, for reminding me of my life.
That's the story of about three quarters of my clients right there. That's their song.
There you go. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. Carl and DeBott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Today is the 13th. Friday the 13th. Usually we go through is why is Friday the 13th considered to be an unlucky day? It depends on your nationality and your groups. Because sometimes it's the 7th, sometimes it's other days. Friday the 13th. So just be aware of that. And Hamas has called for a international day of protest. I haven't seen any protest in the streets here.
Was it that, or was it a
jihad?
Yeah, International Day of Jihad.
Well, that's what I read originally, but then, of course, the mainstream media changes it to protest.
Okay.
8:22 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It really is community-oriented. It's local board of directors. The CEO was a guy by the name of Matt Mosley. He kind of grew up here and got into the banking industry. They're really, really easy to do work with. There, we do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. I'm real happy about it. They've got four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and their newest branch down in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. All right, I'm here with Patrick and Jill Gorman from Gorman's Law. What is it? What's it called?
Just Gorman Law.
Gorman Law. That's what I thought. I was thinking, is there something else on the end of it? And horse trainer or something like that. Gorman Law and horse training.
I'd be too busy if I trained horses.
So the workers' compensation, you've been talking about this for a while, about possible changes in the laws finally catching up.
I actually have a friend who's working on some proposed legislation. So there's a entity called CAA, the California Applicants Attorneys Association, and it's a bar organization of applicants attorneys, you know, people who represent injured workers, and there's several members, a couple thousand members, and they are involved in lobbying and trying to reform legislation and stuff, and so I do have a friend who's actually working on some proposed legislation now, which means to me that their insiders are saying there is a reform that's going to be coming down soon, probably within the next year or so. There should be some change. It's overdue. I mean, it is definitely overdue. The last change
been,
is...
what, decades?
10 years, yeah. Almost 11. 11 as of January 1st. So, it's been quite some time. The rates that permanent disability are paid at haven't increased in 10 years as of January 1st. There's a lot of laws that were... a lot of reform that happened in 2013, just like always, it had some serious unintended consequences that really harmed both sides, the insurance companies, employers, and the injured workers. So, yeah, we are definitely overdue. The question is always, what reform looks like. And people try to slip stuff in there, and then there's not a lot of forethought. There's not a lot of, hey, what can go wrong here? A lot of that doesn't happen. I mean, they're horse trading. They just try to get in whenever they can get in, and there's compromising, but a lot of it is like Obamacare. Like, we'll have to know how good this is once we pass it. So I think that
we'll see what's in it after we pass it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what about the insurance industry pulling out of California the way they did? And they're saying, hey, we took in $8 billion, which is a lot, but taking $8 billion in payments, but we paid out $15 million to put people back whole.
So, I could talk about this for the rest of the show. So this pisses me off. So I don't think people realize what happened. So they said they were pulling out.
Right.
Gavin Newsom and the insurance commissioner said, okay, don't pull out. Because if they pull out, then the state of California insures, right? So they said, don't pull out. What we're going to do is we're going to allow you to factor in speculative climate events to calculate premiums going forward. So events that may never happen, have not happened, they are now allowed to factor in to your insurance premiums. They have a 20-year average that they run their calculations of premiums on. So, the fires and everything that happened are going to affect premiums, period. So they're already going to make money for the next 20 years, but now they're going to have these models that don't even exist yet, or if they exist, it's a wild west, right? There's probably 17 different models that are going to price premiums that are speculative on climate events. So anyway, it's scary to me because
they're going
to
charge you more because the water's going to come up and take your beachside house.
Yeah, they're going to charge you more for something that hasn't happened and may never happen. Whereas before they're taking 20 years of data and they're charging you based on something that has happened over the last 20 years and it's still increasing your premiums. But in doing that, I mean, I understand that California doesn't want to pay for people's losses and everything like that, but it's more complex. I mean, a lot of these insurance companies should have been able to recover from PG&E or whoever was liable for the fires. But PG&E folded, right? So they discharged all of that liability. It's called subrogation. And the state of California, of course, got their money first. It's a disaster, but allowing these insurance companies, there's State Farm and then pull out. There's going to be other underwriters. There's no shortage of insurance companies in California. They're underwriting. I mean, there's thousands of underwriters in California. It's highly profitable. It's highly lucrative. So, they might lose here, but they're going to make it back, and they've made it on the front end. And taking a short period of data to say, in this year, these are our losses. Well, what about the 5 years before? What are your projections for the 5 years after? They always win. Insurance companies don't lose money. And they take this data and they move it around to make it seem like, hey, we have no choice to do this. But, I think the insurance companies play chicken and the state
blinked.
More than blinked, right? They drove off the road.
Yeah, they rolled over, said, you know, said, I have USAA. I've had USAA for 45 years. And my rates didn't go up.
Nice.
And yet I know people around me whose rates went up.
Ours have doubled.
Yeah. Yours has doubled. Mm-hmm. Well, you know why? It's because where you live is in Palisadro. And they will use that as an excuse, yeah. Even though you've got a, you know, around your house, yeah, it's fireproof.
The firefighters came by and, like, gave us, like, an A rating or something about not having foliage near the house.
Yeah,
said,
all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, they asked us if there's a fire hydrant within 1,000 meters of our house or 900 meters of our house. And I said no, and that right there just made the rates go up. I had a giant creek, you know, it's basically a river, but that's not equivalent of a fire hydrant, I guess. And yeah, no, I think that inevitably, well, that's another thing with California is they have compartmentalized, right? Rural California from urban California. They did it with, you know, they did it with the fire services and they do it with insurance.
And yet, State Farm or one of them was canceling insurance in San Francisco. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of houses.
Really?
They canceled their property insurance in San Francisco.
But look what they got out of it. I mean, it was a
short term. That was, you're right. It was a game of chicken.
Yeah.
And so people now can get insurance, but they've just, like in your case, it's doubled.
Yeah.
On it. So I had a friend who said mine went up. What do you say? Went up to. It was like $1,000 a year. Went up to $2,500 a year. He said, I paid it right then.
Yeah.
Just paid it because I'm
didn't want to think about
it. I didn't want to not have it. Didn't want to give them an excuse.
Well, and that's an example with your insurance right there is, you know, it's not just them paying the cost if you lose something or if you're negligent. But if you get sued, if somebody claims they slipped and fell on your property, your house insurance has to pay for a lawyer to defend you. And that's tens of thousands of dollars right there.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody comes to your property and they're not a licensed contractor or they don't have workers' comp insurance for their employees because they're not doing business right and they're trimming a tree and someone falls out of a tree, they're suing you. And we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars in a risk. Your insurance covers that. So it's not just if someone steals your jewelry or if their house burns.
No, it's the other little thing.
Yeah.
Like tripping over the crack in your sidewalk.
Absolutely.
Say, excuse me, but that's the city sidewalk. You don't need to sue me. Let me give you the name.
Yeah.
Of who to sue, and they settle out of court, and you can make $100,000.
Okay. Well, and if you're not at fault, it doesn't matter what the insurance company pays in the nuisance value. That never gets charged back to you. They have to. You have to actually be at fault before it affects your premiums. So.
Yeah. Okay, we've got to take a break here. I'm glad I got you started on that. And you're right. You know, when you think about it, it's they have models, and they can say, you know, here's a 10-year period, and we made money off of this. Okay, we had a bad year or a bad couple of years. And then, and the construction costs have gone way up and all this stuff and the supplies. So we're going to be able to raise your rates for the next 20 years based on this 3-year view instead of taking it at 5 years. You know, so 5 years from now, go back and look at it. But are they going to drop their rates?
No, because they have these speculative climate events to keep the rates high with.
Speculative climate events. I love that. Hey, this portion of the show, speaking of some place else I love, is Cypress Square Barbershop. It's my barbershop. Well, it's mine and hundreds of others, but I kind of like to think it's mine. It's right off of Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. So you see Lucky Miller's, looks across the parking lot, and there's Cypress Square Barbershop. Better-known business, locally owned, locally operated, been there for decades. And it's the only place I do get a haircut, and I've never had a bad haircut there. And if you want to make an appointment, you can call them at 530-244-9478, which is what I do. Then I set something up that works in my schedule. Or, you can just drop by there and see if there's an opening. It'll tell you, got an opening in 30 minutes or an hour, and, you know, just do it that way. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. I love saying that. We'll be right back.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Bellalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Mark your calendars and buckle up for the Cadillac CT5 giveaway. Hey. Wind River Resort and Casino. Play any of our exciting table games with your River Club card to earn entries. Weekly drawings every Friday and Saturday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. starting October 6th. All weekly drawing winners receive $200 in chips. Entries multiply as the weeks go on. Join us for the final drawing at 10 p.m. on Saturday, December 23rd for your chance to drive away in the car of your dreams. For details, go to windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen everyday buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBond. Linda's on assignment to the beach. Yes, I'm shoveling horse manure, taking horse out, doing all those things. She's at the beach. I've never known a horse that could eat 22 pounds of hay.
Wow.
And poop.
40.
30. There's one guy, this guy that, you know, comes and takes care of the horses, and then I come in after that, and he does a great job. But by the time I get there, she has no, I said, look, you've got this whole area out here you could dump, if you wanted
it's
to.
It's not private. It's and, private.
Well, that's it. And mayors are kind of like that. They poop where they want. You know, geldings will go in kind of one area and they just stay there, but not her. I don't know how we even got in on this one, except that it's Friday. It's the 13th, Friday the 13th. It's a national day of protest or jihad, depending on which, you know, news outlet you read. So I haven't seen any protest here in Reading. I'm not expecting to see, but, you know, you never can tell. I'm here with Patrick and Jill Gorman from Gorman Law, and we're talking about the insurance. That why are your rates going up? And it's because the state of California blinked when they were face to face.
I don't know if we've even seen the rate increases from this change.
Yeah, I don't think we have.
No,
but already I hear people are paying double.
Yeah,
what they were.
I think that already happened under the prior model, the 20-year model.
Yeah,
and then you know what I was saying at the break. We didn't need to do that. I mean, the companies that lost money. You know, lost money, but there's plenty of insurance companies that did not lose money, and they would have stepped in a second to get these double premiums, right? These double rate premiums to fill that vacuum. But, you know, there was not enough time between these six insurance companies pulling out and allowing the market to correct itself. The market would have corrected itself. And stepping in and essentially bailing out these six insurance companies because they lost money for, you know, 3 years or whatever, and despite them making money for 150, you know, I don't know. I disagree with it. Obviously, I feel passionately about it. I think it was completely unnecessary.
Well, I can't help but agree with that. That, you know, if you're using it the last 3 years, it's been tough on insurance companies. But if you look back at 10 years before that, they were having the same problems. And then to try to project what's going to happen in the future through climate change,
right.
You know, I mean, we were supposed to be freezing to death by now, you know, in the first models back in the 70s.
And then Gore, I mean, we were supposed to be, the oceans are boiling by now, right? And,
yep.
You know, it's just, it's, yeah, I mean, this, and a lot of this is
the only thing boiling modeling. Is a hot tub.
Yeah. And it's... Remember the allegation about the having that massage? He had like a massage in Seattle, and like you know, anyway, they grabbed someone in. Anyways, I remember that. And
my favorite was when Clinton was on the tarmac, and they had to hold all these flights up because he was getting a haircut. That to me was more egregious than the incidents in the Oval Office for some reason.
He's like, everybody, you can sit on the Dallas-Fort Worth tarmac for 5 hours. I don't care. I need a haircut.
I need a haircut. Yeah. You know, I need to sit out here for an hour because the president's getting a haircut.
Do we have a bit of a...
At least in the Oval Office, the only one he affected was himself and... the nation, of course. And
well, she was pretty young. I mean, she was like in her young 20s, you know. I mean, I think that definitely impacted her life negatively. And I'm sure there was some, I mean, there's some coercion there. But, I do think that, I mean, looking at it, do we have a bit of a monarchy? Do we have a bit of a monarchy? Is our government, you know, a bit of a monarchy? I mean, they stay there forever. Mm-hmm. Feinstein passed away in office at 90. She didn't have capacity for the last year she was there. I don't know why we have, you know, 89, 90-year-olds in office making life and death decisions, and not an ageism thing, but if you don't have capacity, I read an article years ago about the pharmacist in Congress, and he's like, if you knew the medications that most of our congressmen and women are on, like, you'd be terrified. There's a lot of neurodegenerative disease and things. I don't know. I don't think somebody would have me on the board of directors if I suffered from some of the medical ailments that senators and
representatives John have. Fetterman made the statement, our best and brightest are not back in Washington, D.C. Well, yeah, John, you know, pot, meat, kettle.
Didn't he get committed or something? Like a self-committal to a
Yeah, for depression and all this, and refuses to wear a suit on the floor of the Senate. I mean, you have to ask yourself, you're right, but who do you run against? Ran against Dr. Oz.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, it's the Republican Party, God bless you guys, and the Democrats, if you can't find better people.
Is that what they want? Do they want good people? I don't know if they really want that. Otherwise, I'm not sure they could find it.
Well, Steve Scalise he said, I'm not running for House Speaker because he didn't have the support. So now, next Thursday, they're going to try and trot out another pony to see if they can see if they can have a speaker.
Kenny
of the
just
house.
Winds up right back in the speaker spot because there's nobody else. I mean, yeah, you know, the alternative is the Democrats would have the speaker even though they didn't have the majority, right? That's the alternative. If you have, you know, 40 some odd Republicans that can't agree with the rest and they vote for two separate people.
It was eight this last time that switched over. Yeah. Eight Republicans.
That was the rule change. Yeah.
Yeah, and here we are. So, right in the middle of
the worst possible time, right?
World crisis and all this. I'm sure that, you know, Hamas had been planning this for a couple of years, but then, by the way, the House of Representatives of the United States, arguably the most powerful country in the world, they don't even have a leader.
Yeah.
So,
I wonder, how did Mossad, CIA, you know, the Interpol, how did all of these intelligence agencies that are supposed to be following Hamas and Hezbollah, how did they not know? I mean, to coordinate this, I mean, you know more than me, to coordinate this, tons of people had to know.
It was, I think the Egyptians were told that this was going to happen a couple weeks ago. That I read that someplace. I don't know if that's true. But here's the thing, we've got all this high tech, and I can take this back to Jimmy Carter, all right? Jimmy Carter thought that the ideas of having spies and spy networks, collection networks in other countries, we didn't need them anymore because we had satellites and all these devices that could take imagery and listen to everything. Mm-hmm. Well, when he literally decimated the CIA. And you realize that CIA spies are not the spies.
No, they have
it's
assets.
People. Yeah. Yeah, they have assets that they recruit and that they use. And by the way, you know, like businesses, like if a guy's traveling on business, he can voluntarily, he can be talked to, or he can share his information he has. And that's, you know, he's not working for the CIA, but he can share that information. He can brief on what he saw. So we went to that way, and we cut loose all of these spy masters or the guys who were running all these assets. Well, as it turns out, that doesn't work because of low tech.
Yeah.
Now, we have all of these devices that can track a goose from Canada all the way down to Mexico. You know, individually, they all have names probably. But this was really low tech. Low tech meaning is that they had messages that they would hand to the next person. So you would never see these things. They were never online. So that's the way they coordinated this. So how did they miss it? They didn't have the networks out there. Now I'm not saying they don't, Israelis don't have networks, but somehow they missed it. The general took full responsibility for it that we can't protect our own people. When you get over 1,000 Hamas jihadists come across the border and 5,000 rockets launched, you would think there would be something that would be an indicator there.
If they're coordinating it via low tech, that adds a lot of time to the planning.
And it does. And, and they were planning this for 2 years. And then you had them coming in from the sea. Iran had a lot to do with this. Sure. I mean, they could use their planning and their people and their assets on this thing, too. It was just a terrible intelligence failure, and you're going to be reading about this for a while.
Do you think that as Americans we sympathize more than we otherwise would have if 9/11 never happened? It seemed like we were pretty numb to the whole Israeli, you know, Palestinian conflict in the late
90s. The thing about it is we have to take a break here, but the thing about this is the difference, there's a huge difference between 9/11 and this attack.
Sure.
9/11 was isolated, and it hit our country, and it was horrible, and we had all the indicators, as we found out later, that these guys were planning this, you know, learn how to fly an airliner but not how to land it, those kind of things. And in Israel, they don't have time or distance. There's no time or distance. They cannot, like in the Ukraine, Ukrainian forces were able to pull back far enough and then be able to regroup and go back after them. There's no place to run in Israel. You know, they say from the river to the sea, and that's it, and it's not that big of an area. They are constantly on war footing because of things like this that can happen. Now, nothing like this has happened in years. But they are constantly under attack, one way or the other. So it's kind of different in the sense of, yeah, we could compare it to 9/11, which was an isolated event in our country, as opposed to being at a state of war, even though there's nothing going on right there, and you have no place to run. You've got to fight right there.
Okay. So I understand. Yeah, their response is definitely going to be more more intense. Right?
Much more violent. Death, much more violent. Yeah, you've got to give yourself some kind of breathing room there. So what's that mean? Do they take the Gaza Strip where there's 2.5 million people living in there and they're moving 1 million people out of there? Does it mean they're going to just make a no man's land so they have more of a distance between them and Hamas fighters? I don't know. All right, hey, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. But I would be.
Join us for Simpson University's third annual Red Hawk Run 5K, Saturday, October 21st at 8 a.m. at Simpson University. Open to all ages and ability levels, the 2023 Red Hawk Run 5K benefits Hire Heroes, the most effective military veteran employment nonprofit in the country. Part of Simpson University's jam-packed homecoming weekend, you just can't miss the Red Hawk Run 5K. For more information, visit simpsonu.edu/5K. That's simpsonu.edu/5K.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Think Pink Day is coming up October 19th, featuring the Think Pink Bank giveaway at Tri-County's Banks on Hilltop Drive and South Street from 6 to 9 a.m. Later that day, the Think Pink Sundial Resource Fair is from 5 to 8 p.m. at the annual Think Pink Bridge Lighting at the Sundial Bridge. Think Pink calendars and bags will be available, along with NorCal Think Pink swag available for purchase. See you on Think Pink Day!
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to nanowrimo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:52 in the morning here on Friday the 13th. Do black cats bother you all? I'm here with Patrick and Jill Gorman from Gorman's Law.
We have one.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. You've got a cat.
Yeah. We have one black cat.
One black cat.
Well, actually, now we have two.
But you also
they
have,
do not bother us.
You also have
Saul.
The terror.
Yes.
This is the one that will leave for a week and come back 2 pounds, 4 pounds overweight. And then everybody in the neighborhood is wondering where their cats have gone to. Okay, it's not that bad. Trick or treating. It's a couple weeks from now, but it's kind of it used to be when I was growing up, and probably when y'all were growing up, you could go out, parents turn you loose and give you a pillowcase.
Yeah.
And you go in there and you could trick or treat, and there's never any problems. Oh. And then all of a sudden it started changing. Oh, we found razor blades.
Did that even happen?
That was a rumor when we were kids, too. Yeah. Supposedly there were razor blades in their candy, and I don't know if that's true.
I never ate an apple with a razor blade in it.
Oh, yeah. Now, it's the kind of thing we have to but there'd be places, hey, we'll x-ray your candy, mm-hmm. Free. And just put your candy through there, see if there's any metal objects. Where'd we get to is something like this, where people would do that? Even if it's one...
I think
or
it was
two, it makes the news.
But it was an intentional thing.
Yeah.
Where they knew who was going to be at it.
Is that right?
I think so. But I don't know if it was razor blades or what it was.
The 70s, 80s, we were watching, 60s,
all
70s, and 80s,
killers.
There was just, there's too much lead paint in the kids' toys in the 50s and 40s, I guess. There was some really crazy stuff going on back. I mean, there's still crazy stuff, but, I mean, the degree it was going on, or maybe it was so bad because we didn't have the technology to catch a lot of these people. There was some weird stuff going on.
Lead-based paint.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really, it tastes pretty good.
Yeah, I heard that.
Well, of course, I came up in an earlier generation than that, so it was...
they passed out lead-based paint for Halloween to the trick-or-treaters.
The candy was actually lead paint,
Hadn't affected me.
I was reading a story about toxic torts and everything in law school, and they did have advertisements saying, that lead paint, kids preferred it, and that it tasted good when they put the toy. No, I swear to God, they knew that it was causing problems because of the heavy metal, and they were saying this is better on kids' toys. This is better on your house. This is better on the interiors.
Oh, it lasts longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a superior product.
It is a superior product. Unfortunately, it can cause brain damage to your kids. They stick it in their mouth. It's like, the fouling agent you put on, or anti-fouling agent you put on the bottoms of boats. Mm-hmm. The United States outlawed all of the stuff that would keep, crustaceans and everything from attaching themselves to your boat hull. So what would people do? They'd take their boats down to Mexico, Ensenada, and have all the work done there because they use some stuff that would, as the boat moved through the water, fish would be popping up dead, or something. But no, people would do that.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, so it's like all these pesticides are using on marijuana.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's illegal here.
Totally illegal here.
It's around though. There's places that have been caught with it, selling it. So.
I tell law enforcement people what you told me that day is that now you're starting to find that law enforcement people that are working out there in the hot weather with taking down marijuana groves that they're starting to get sick.
Well, I do have to say that the last big raid that the Shasta County Sheriff, Shasta County Law Enforcement ran, so Fish and Game has a team that specifically responds to, the groves that have these toxic chemicals. And they did partner with Fish and Game, and I imagine that team was present. So, I mean, it sounds to me like this last big push up in, Oak Run area. And
17,000 plants.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they did actually take remedial measures, and that's what it sounded like to me. I don't know for certain, but if they did, I mean, I really think that's excellent. I think the change happens, one move at a time, right? And if the sheriff and the local law enforcement took those precautions, then, thank you. I think that's great, and your deputies are going to have more longevity. They're going to know you care for them. There's going to be higher morale, and that was the right decision.
Well, you got to protect your people out there. I mean, these things obviously, destroy the environment, and marijuana growers don't care. And then the people that end up getting the marijuana I mean, I don't know. Do they wash it or whatever they do? Or they just kind of crumble it up, yeah. And then you're smoking pesticides.
Yeah, it just burns off.
Well, yeah, just your lungs. It, while you're smoking it. Yeah, it just burns off. Well, hey, I tell you what, let's just dust it with fentanyl.
And when they call it pesticide, though, we think of like bugs. They're talking about like deer and bear.
Oh yeah,
like this stuff killed like big mammals larger than us.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it'll kill the rats. Bears or the coyotes will eat the rats, and it kills them. Yeah. Or hawks coming down. Yeah, this is a long term solution to our environment. Okay, well, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Another grueling 2 hours put into the books.
Yeah. Well,
an hour for you all.
Time, yeah.
How do people get a hold of you, Patrick?
So you guys can, we're on the internet, so our website is www.gormancomplaw.com, or you can call us at 530-262-2168. We're at the Palisadro Shopping Center. I do prefer people to make appointments. Usually a walk-in, my calendar is pretty full, so if you walk in, you're probably not going to get a chance to have a consultation that day. But if it's easier to walk in to schedule an appointment, that's fine. Our phones are answered from 8:30 until 4 p.m., Monday through Thursday. So if you call today, it's going to go straight to voicemail. You can also email us at office@gormancomplaw.com.
So you're kind of like facing Ace Hardware there in the Palo Cedro.
True Value.
I'm sorry. Yeah. True Value. And kind of casually move your head to the right about 10, 15 degrees, and there you are.
Yep,
so just come on in, and you've got all these people working there. Every time I go there, there's another person.
We have the best people.
They are amazing. They truly are amazing. I'm very lucky.
Okay, everybody. On Sunday, the Hispanic Culture and Heritage at the first annual National Hispanic Heritage Celebration here in Reading. It's going to be at 1504 Market Street with dancing horses and bands and everything. The Oktoberfest is tomorrow from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and it's family-friendly, great music and beer and kids' crafts, everything, and the NorCal Golden Palooza.